Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, January the 8th, 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, 28 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area, and what a day it is, kicking off the first full week of 2024. Now, before we get into the program this morning, I want to let everybody know that I did some tweaking over the weekend on the microphones and the headphones here. So let me know if I sound good this morning. Can you hear me? Can I hear you? Is there any buzzing in the line? I got a new upgraded set of headphones, so it sounds a little different in my ears right now. And I upgraded the miking system. So hopefully the calls and I still sound the same or better. Let's hope we do. And if there is any problem, let me know, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, it was a typical weekend, busy weekend, fun weekend. No real snow to speak of that everybody was worried about. Maybe a little dusting. I don't even know if we had a quarter of an inch of snow on the ground. Now, here's something I don't understand. I was looking at... See, I get a little weather bulletin here on the screen, and it said something like 5 inches of snow coming, but then I looked at the Weather Channel, and I looked at the regular weather report, and it doesn't say anything about that at all, like rain and snow showers here and there. So, you know what? I really don't know at this point. Has anybody heard anything in regard to the weather this week? I know we're supposed to have snow showers off and on, but I think it's kind of like what we had yesterday, just kind of a dusting here and there, because the temperatures don't look all that cool for the most part of the week, considering that it's January 2024. But if you have anything to say, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, I'll tell you this. Today's the big day. Tonight's the big night, or as guess that would probably be more to the point, I should say, the big city council meeting. Now, here's why I call this the big city council meeting, because, you know, I've been covering Marion politics for well over two decades at this point, and we've had stories, and we've had events where you would go to city council because you knew something of some circumstance might be happening, and those events happened. I mean, we just had one with the pay raise vote and the overturning of the veto and things of that nature. I have never, since last Thursday, really last Friday, heard more people talking about a story than the one we've got going on here in Marion right now. And I'll tell you, you want a local talk station, you want local news, we're pretty well here doing it day in and day out. Now, if you haven't heard, I'm going to give you the story, but here's why I say this is probably the most anticipated meeting I've ever heard. Over the weekend, which has only been 3 days since I spoke to you last, I have heard from people in the Marion Area Transit Department who plan to attend their first city council meeting ever tonight. And apparently there are several of those people who might be attending that meeting. I have heard from people who don't live in Marion City, who've never attended a council meeting, or if they have, it has been quite a long time, who want to attend tonight's meeting. People have come up to me asking me if I'm going to be at tonight's meeting so I can report on it tomorrow. There's something about what has happened in the city right now that is causing a lot of interest in people who don't live in Marion, It's causing a lot of interest in people who do live in Marion. It's causing a lot of interest in people who don't care anything about Marion City politics. And I believe it all started last Thursday, because on last Thursday, and I'm going to read the letter again. Adam's reading it on the news report, and I'm glad he is. But here's what we got last Thursday from the office of Miranda McGinnis, Marion City Auditor. I am writing to notify you of my decision to rescind my resignation from the position of City Auditor effective January 5th, 2024. That would have been Friday. After further reflection, I have realized that my decision was hasty and not in my best interest or of the City of Marion. Since submitting my resignation, I have had the opportunity to reassess the situation, and I believe that the circumstances surrounding my resignation need additional review. This has led me to reconsider my decision to resign. Yours sincerely, Miranda McGinnis, Marion City Auditor, who is currently the Marion City Auditor. We did not think she was going to be the Marion City Auditor as of last Friday, but things change. Now, why this is causing such interest is on December 11th, she submitted her resignation letter saying she was going to the Marion Area Transit Department. Now, I don't know what's going on with the Transit Department at this point, because I think they thought today would be Miranda's first day over there, and obviously that's not going to happen. And we don't know why Miranda is not going over there and staying in the auditor's office. And in this letter, she does allude to something happening. In the second paragraph, she says, since submitting my resignation, I have had the opportunity to reassess the situation, and I believe that the circumstances surrounding my resignation need additional review. Now, think about that. She's saying that the circumstances surrounding her resignation need review. Now, who is she asking to review these? City council? A lawyer? A special group within city council? I don't know. And that's where the ambiguity of all this is. Another ambiguous point. Miranda, to my knowledge, has not been to a city council meeting since early December. She certainly has not been to one since she announced her resignation. Will she be there tonight? You would think she would, considering she's staying in that position. And if she does come, are they going to ask her what this is all about? Now, number two, the way things happen, tonight is the third vote of no confidence in the auditor. If that passes tonight, then it sticks if city council passes it. But do we know if city council will pass it? We don't know, because it's a completely different city council than that started the vote of no confidence in the auditor. And I would think Miranda would want to be there when they're taking this third vote of no confidence. How does Mayor Bill Collins figure into this? Now, the only reason I say that is because he is the one, and this is all fact, who offered her the transit position. Now, did he offer it for her to leave the auditor's position? You know, I really don't know at this point. He has not told his story as to what happened in that meeting. And we had Jason Schaber on Friday. That interview has got a lot of play over the weekend because Jason Schaber said a lot of things in that meeting. Our interview on Friday, I guess I should say, in which he said, you know, we need answers. And Jason was a big proponent of removing the auditor from office. And I believe he said on Friday that maybe we need answers to these questions as to how this all came about before we move ahead with removing her from office. Also, he talked about the transit department on Friday, saying that there's something not right with the grant that runs the transit department, and there possibly could be a merging with another county of Marion Area Transit, which potentially could have eliminated the job that Miranda was being offered. I don't know. We don't know any of this for fact. But we know what city council has said, city council men have said. We know what the auditor's notes are saying. We know where we are. And it has caused great interest in people. Now, this is a good thing. Because anything that gets anybody interested in city politics, I'm happy for. County politics as well. I think this is very, very good. Because people should be interested in their local politics. People should be interested in what's going on in their community. And, you know, we like to think all good things are happening. We like to think everything's on the up and up. But is it? I don't know. I think we're going to find out some answers sooner than later. I think that, and you know what? The truth of the matter is, maybe there's nothing here. Maybe this is just a big, kerfluffle. Maybe this is just a big confusion on a lot of people's behalf. But the big question here is, for me right now, why would Miranda not take the job in Marion Area Transit, which was a sure job for her, knowing that city council wants to remove her from that position, and apparently they can do it in short order, less than a month is my understanding, which would leave her with no job. So I would think she'd be at city council tonight trying to explain something, because if they take that no confidence vote and they start to proceed to remove her again, she could be gone within a month. I don't know. Now, all that being said, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. What I will tell you is it's created great intrigue in the citizens of Marion, people who live in the county of Marion, and people who've never been to a city council meeting in their life. So I really don't know what the city council meeting will be like tonight. I really, really don't. All I can tell you is there is great anticipation. And it might be nothing. Miranda might not show up. Maybe she will. I'm pretty sure, though, I would almost bet the house that there are going to be city council members tonight who are going to ask questions about this. I would think they would ask the question of Miranda if she was indeed in the meeting. And I would think they would ask the questions of Bill Collins, who I'm pretty sure will be at the meeting. And those answers could be very fascinating on a number of levels, because we've had Ayers Ratliff on this program, second ward city councilman, who says that if some things happened, they could be criminal. And I don't think we've ever had anything like that in recent times. And meanwhile, the city's racking up fines and penalties from the IRS as time goes on, and maybe meeting payroll, maybe not meeting payroll. I don't know. A whole lot of questions. 30 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. I would think you'd have something to say, even if you didn't live in the city of Marion at this point, because this is not a national story. This is not a statewide story. This is a Marion story. And there's a lot going on here. And yes, there is a lot of speculation at this point, but there's speculation because we're not hearing from anybody. Now, I have invited Bill Collins on this show. I've gotten no response. I have invited Miranda McGinnis on this show. I've gotten no response. The door is still open for both of them. I hope we do hear from them, because here's the thing. Unlike city council, even if they do get up tonight during the city council meeting and speak, that's different than doing an interview. In an interview, you really get to tell your story in a good amount of time. And you get to tell it in your own words. Doing it in front of city council, that's a little more difficult. I think, trying to explain in front of a group of people and a council of people exactly what's going on. But all depending on why Miranda said she's staying, and all depending on what Bill's recollection is of this meeting, could really determine a lot and where the city of Marion's going from here on out. Who's going to be the auditor? Is this auditor going to stay? Did anything go on that was not appropriate? We don't know. And again, we don't know because since December 11th, nobody has told us anything. And the problem with that is, since December the 11th, when the auditor initially sent her resignation letter out, it has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, getting to a fever pitch last Thursday when she decided 24 hours before she was supposed to resign that she's not going to resign. But again, we don't know the why. That's the problem. And I would think if the why was nothing, we would know the why by now already. But we don't. Will we find out tonight? Well, I commend the people who are going to go to the city council meeting tonight because I think that's very important. And I think not a lot of people attend city council very often. So if you've never been to a meeting or you live outside the county or you're just going for whatever reason, I commend that because I think, you know, more people need to be involved in city government. And for whatever reason, this story has created interest in city government. So, again, phone lines are open. Now, you can call in and tell me that I sound okay and everything's coming through okay this morning, or you can comment on this whole situation. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour here this morning on this Monday, January the 8th, 2024. 28 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Lots of questions unanswered at this particular point. Maybe we'll have the answers tomorrow morning. I don't know. I just know this is where we are right now. So again, if you'd like to call in, we would love to hear from you. What's your take on this whole thing? Where do we go from here? Are you going to go to tonight's city council meeting? I certainly have heard from a lot of people that plan to attend tonight. Fascinating story in city government. Just kind of a fascinating case study of people in city government at this particular point. As they say, where do we go from here? And again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say in regard to any of this. And I do want to make the offer again here on the air. I have made it in private. If Bill Collins or Miranda McGinnis would like to come on this show at any time, they are more than welcome. And I think that it certainly would help them in a lot of ways at this particular point. Because it's one of those things where if you continue to ask and you continue not to get any answers, it looks suspicious. And as Mayor Schertzer said at the city council meeting, the special city council meeting last Sunday, December 31st, the deal between the auditor and the mayor, Bill Collins, is looking shadier and shadier. But what is the shady nature of it? We don't know. But I do want to thank Councilman Jason Schauber for coming on last Friday because I think he very honestly gave his opinions on everything that's going on. And to hear from somebody on the inside, I think, was very, very important. And I think in the long run, that's going to mean a lot to this story as time goes on. But again, phone lines are open, 36 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz. Now, if it has something to do with something else as well, you can give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. The story this morning, the auditor not resigning as of last Thursday, and the city council meeting that will happen tonight that will take us in a whole different direction, I would have to believe, at this particular point. And Miranda has been on this show. You know, I think she was here with us election night three different times. And I've always found her. One thing about Miranda, you have to say, whether you like her or not, whether you agree with her being auditor or not, she does come on, or has come on in the past, and seems to be very forthright with her opinions. And why that hasn't happened this time, I don't know. I'm sure there's probably a good reason there, but I do hope that we hear from her. You know, I heard from a relative of hers before this all happened. Early in the holiday season. I think it was sometime early, maybe early in December, about how they listened to the show. So if Miranda's relatives are listening to this show, I hope maybe you would talk to her about contacting us, and we can go on from there. But again, the phone lines are always open because we love to hear from you, the listeners, 740-751-4038. Well, I would guess I'm coming through loud and clear this morning, which is a good thing. After messing with the microphones and the headphones over the weekend, you never quite know till you get back on the air, and I think we're doing okay here this morning. 740-751-4038. I guess until we get a phone call, we really won't know if everything's working just perfectly or not. But hopefully that happens very soon. 740-751-4038. Well, Matt Morgan's new show debuted on Friday morning at 10:15 until 11 a.m. I thought it went very, very well. A little different taste than some of the other shows on this station. It particularly had to do with sports, which I thought was great. He had a football prospect on his program on Friday morning, and I hope you liked it. Did anybody get to hear Matt's show on Friday? Do you have any opinion on that? We didn't get to talk about that a whole lot on Friday because everything else was going on, city news, city political news. What do you think of Matt's new show on Friday morning? 740-751-4038. Not sure who's going to have on this week, but I think he did a great job. I'm glad he's got his own show on Friday mornings now, 10:15 to 11, where he can kind of do what he wants to do during that hour. And that Friday morning schedule is really turning into something good. I'm on 8 to 10, Matt's on 10 to 11, Pastor Craig's on 11 to 12. Then we all get together and do exchange, 12 to 1, and then Pastor Craig's on 1 to 2. And I know a lot of people like that block programming to end their week on Friday morning. Now, the groundhog. Let's move to the ground. Well, Mary sent me a message. I appreciate that, Mary. I think we must be coming through loud and clear at this particular point. So, Mary, I'm glad that we can be heard this morning and everything's coming through loud and clear. Now, let's talk a little bit about the groundhog because we're getting close to that. January the 8th, and of course the big groundhog celebration will be February the 2nd. So it's right around the corner here. Now, here's the development. Well, let's start from point A. 2 years ago, we started this groundhog thing, and basically what it was 2 years ago, Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio, brought in a groundhog pizza. And we tried the groundhog pizza, and that was fun, and that's pretty much all it was for Groundhog Day. Well, last year, we decided to add a little ripple into it, because Groundhog Day is really all about predictions and fun and so on and so forth. So we got our own groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding. Now, Warren Groundhog Harding is a 6-foot groundhog. Basically, somebody in a groundhog suit, I guess is what we would say. And it was fun because nobody knew who was going to be in the suit. Then we took the groundhog pizza, and under each slice of the groundhog pizza, we put the weather prediction. 6 more weeks of winter, early spring. That's kind of how we did it. Then the groundhog came in. Again, not a real groundhog. Came in, chose a piece of pizza, and whatever weather prediction was under that piece of pizza became the weather prediction. Now, this year we'd like to expand on that. Now, here's what I can report at this particular point. The person, and I can't give this away totally, and I probably won't know for about a week, but the person who's going to be the groundhog, and again, you will not know who that person is until they unmask on Friday, February 2nd, is going to be somebody you... You know, it's hard to give clues on this, but it's a very interesting person. Let's put it that way. It's definitely somebody you would be aware of, and it would definitely be a big surprise. So for me, Groundhog Day is taking on a bigger feel this year because it's kind of fascinating if this person, and at right now we're about 90%, that it's going to be a yes, that this person is going to do it. But it really is adding to Groundhog Day. And Groundhog Day is going to be on a Friday, which is when we have long programming on Friday morning. So at this point, I'm thinking we need to add something to Groundhog Day. Because I'm not sure the way that we're doing the weather predictions is right. I don't know exactly what we should do, but I think we might want to change it in some way. And I'm not exactly sure at this point how we're going to change it. But I think, I don't know how we could do our weather prediction. Because, you know, the groundhog seeing his shadow, I really don't know if that's all that scientific. So it's not like we have to do something scientific here. But it would be interesting to do something else with the groundhog or do something to make Groundhog Day a little bigger here in Marion because we do want it to be big. You know, we don't want those people in Pennsylvania getting all the attention. So does anybody have any suggestions at this point in regard to Groundhog Day? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any suggestion when it comes to the big Groundhog Day coming up on February the 2nd? And again, I think it has taken on a little more interest, has taken on a little more prestige because of who might be under that groundhog suit this year, predicting the weather. Again, not totally confirmed, but should be totally confirmed within a week, and we're at about 90% right now in regard to that. So, any thoughts on Groundhog Day? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I think people must be asleep this morning. You know, it's Monday. Coming off the weekend, people are a little groggy. Coming back into the week, a little tired. And, you know, I think the longer it stays darker in the morning, people have trouble getting up and getting moving in the morning. But we're here, 46 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any question or comment about all the stuff going on in the city with the auditor and the city council and the mayor, give us a buzz. Or if you have any thoughts about our big Groundhog celebration coming up on February the 2nd, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I keep coming back to this whole issue with city council, and maybe it's because the meeting's tonight, but there are so many questions to be answered at this point. By the way, I did want to bring this up. You know, I have known so many people who have been under the weather for so many different reasons in the last week or so, maybe 2 weeks. It has been astounding. Has anybody else noticed how many people have been under the weather for things? It's kind of shocking in a way. Is this going on in your life as well? Are there a lot of sick people in your neck of the woods? I don't know what happened after Christmas. It sounds like after Christmas, everybody just kind of took a dive, health-wise. You know, maybe it was all that being together and on the go and being busy and so on and so forth. I really don't know what happened, but I certainly think that the holidays took their toll on a lot of people and landed some of those people, very unfortunately, in the hospital. But I think they're all on the mend at this point. As far as I know, they're all on the mend. It's hard to keep track of everybody at this point who's under the weather, but from what I know, most people seem to be on the mend. All right. 48 minutes past the hour here. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind regarding anything going on in the city, anything coming up on Groundhog Day. Do you have any ideas? And you know, the reason I asked the thing about Groundhog Day is almost all of our ideas for things that we have done here at this station, from the fruitcake toss to the Christmas parties to the anniversary parties to this Groundhog Day, have all come from you, the listener. I really do think of all the listeners as participants in this station and participants in pretty well everything that we do. So, if you have any ideas in regard to this Groundhog Day, let me know. Now, one of the ideas I had, because I thought that the groundhog should arrive in some kind of a unique fashion. Now, it doesn't have to be a real ritzy fashion, but I thought maybe just some kind of a unique fashion. And I thought, well, what if the groundhog got on the city bus somewhere and got delivered to the studio by city bus? But then I couldn't... how much would a groundhog get charged to ride the city bus on Groundhog Day? You know, you would think that maybe the groundhog would get a break on Groundhog Day, riding the city bus. I don't know if the groundhog carries a wallet. I think being a 6-foot groundhog, it might be difficult to carry a wallet. Warren Groundhog Harding. But you know, I thought if the groundhog was picked up somewhere and just rode the city bus on down to the radio station, arrived at a certain time that morning, maybe sometime during the 8 o'clock hour, I think that would be interesting. I don't know that there's ever been a groundhog on the city bus. But then again, I shouldn't say that. Maybe there has been a groundhog on the city bus. You should never say anything you don't know for sure. And I can't say that there have not been groundhogs on the city bus at this particular point. 50 minutes past the hour here. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The big topics of conversation this morning, city council, The big meeting's tonight, 6:30, City Hall, second floor. Matt Morgan's new show every Friday morning, 10:15 until 11 a.m. Any ideas in regard to our big Groundhog celebration, Warren Groundhog Harding? Friday, February the 2nd, starting at 8:15 in the morning. Does anybody have any thoughts on City Councilman Jason Schauber's interview on Friday? It was of interest to a lot of people. I know that. Maybe just not the people listening this morning. 740-751-4038. And you know, I also understand that a lot of people have a fear, or maybe I shouldn't say fear. A lot of people are trepidatious about commenting on city matters. Because maybe they think they're going to offend somebody. Maybe they think they're not up on city matters. I don't really know what that is, to be honest with you. But I've seen that in the past, and maybe there's some of that involved here. That maybe some people just don't want to comment because maybe they don't know what's going on. And to be honest, we know some things. We certainly don't know everything. But we know some things that are going on. And I guess right now we just have to deal with the look. Because you have to deal with the look when you don't know what really is going on. And I hope after tonight's meeting that maybe we finally know, we all will finally know what really is going on. And when we do, then we'll get back to the business of the city as usual and things can be worked on. I did think it was interesting Friday morning we learned that only a quarter of the city budget has been passed. All right, I think we got a phone call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
I've never seen a groundhog on the bus.
Well, see, I did not think a groundhog had probably ever rode the bus, but I didn't want to say it for sure.
Well, I don't speak, I'm not the transit spokesperson here, but I'm just my little measly 5 years there. I never saw one.
So how are we sounding this morning? Sounding good?
Loud and clear to me.
Now, as far as, and again, not to get into the politics of it, but I know when we...
Oh, no, that was never going to happen.
Well, no, this is not the politics of it, but I know on Friday morning we had talked and you had said that you and some of the other transit people planned to attend your first city council meeting.
Yeah, they were mad at me that I even said that, and what you said just now was so true. People, I've done nothing wrong. And it was always my understanding, if you've done nothing wrong, you can't be in trouble. I don't think that we just have the right to know what's going on. We have the responsibility to know what's going on. So, yes, I'm going to keep listening to this radio station. Yes, I'll call in whenever I feel like. Yes, I'm going to the meeting tonight, but I'm not going with any agenda. I'm not going up there to bombard anyone. I don't even know that I'm going to ask a question. I might just sit. I've been told, if you go up there, don't wear your transit shirt. Don't do this. Why is everyone so scared? Because like I said, the last time I checked, my record's clean. I ain't done nothing wrong. So why should I have to walk on eggshells?
So, obviously I'm not talking about names here, but how did people get the blowback? Were they listening? Did you tell them? Where did this blowback?
Some listened. Yeah, some listened and through conversation.
Oh, now do they plan to attend them? Or have they been scared off now?
Oh, no, I think that, they said they were planning on attending, but they're like, sir, you shouldn't listen to that radio station anymore, and don't be calling in, and if you do go to the meeting, don't wear your transit shirt, don't do this, and don't... My goodness, what have I done wrong? Could someone help me figure that out?
Well, you know what I'm confused about? If they think it's a big enough deal to attend, which I think they would at this point, isn't it because of listening to this radio station that they're aware of why they are attending tonight?
Well, my opinion is this right here. When you say that there's a news vacuum in this city, that's hitting the nail on the head. And is a news vacuum a good thing?
No, a news vacuum...
I don't think so.
No, and I think there are a lot of people, for some reason, who are frightened to talk about this. And I understand that we all don't have the facts, but we don't have the facts. That's kind of the whole point of why we're talking about it.
Well, and I mean, like, I take a chance every day when I get behind the wheel of that bus. And if something bad happened and I lost my job and it made the front page of the paper, would I want people to keep talking about it? Would I want to come on and have an interview? Probably not. So, I mean, you have to understand both sides of, I'm not saying that anyone has or hasn't done anything wrong. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that you have to try to see from a practical standpoint. And if she's obtained legal counsel, don't you think the first thing the lawyer said was, don't say anything?
Oh, I'm sure that probably happened, but I guess that what's different in this situation, and I do understand all of that, what's different in this situation is it is simply because of actions that have been taken that has caused the ambiguity that has allowed us to talk about this. I believe if somebody would have talked about this on December 13th, highly unlikely we'd still be talking about it right now. And it's because the whole reason this continues to be a thing is quite simply because nobody has spoken. And if somebody would, I believe either it would go away or it would start going in one direction. So honestly, in this particular case, I don't know why somebody's not speaking. And also to the point, when she decided not to resign at 5 o'clock on Thursday, questions are going to be asked, if not by the media, by the city council, and I would guess they're probably going to start tonight when they take a third vote of no confidence in her. So I, you know, at some point you're going to have to speak, and I guess it just is, who do you want to speak to, and, you know, what kind of forum do you want?
Right, and like I said, for me to, I mean, I care, I appreciate my friends that, you know, have my best interest at heart, but like I said, can someone help me? I mean, what, in your eyes, what, did I say anything wrong? Did I do anything wrong?
No, no, I mean, I don't understand why you saying you're going to attend a city council meeting is bad. I mean, open to the, I have heard, and I'm not embellishing this, I have heard from at least, boy, I don't even want to count the number because I'd be wrong, but certainly more than two people, more than three. And I never hear people say, I want to attend a city council meeting.
Right.
It's interesting.
Sorry. And it's not just city council meetings. Like, Tuesday nights is when we have our ladies' Bible study meeting, and so I never want to be late to that, so that's why I don't go to the union meetings. But we have Bible study every Tuesday night. There's only one union meeting a month. So if I think I can squeeze that in. I want to start going to those, so I'm more in the know there. And then just also keeping up with, like, you know, my civic duty. I'm not even a registered voter. That's going to change. Like, I just want to tighten up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of been, like, one of those people that float through life and don't really know what the issues are and don't really, I'm not really involved in as much as I should be, like, in community and, like, with voting and stuff like that. People need to be more involved, I think.
Well, you'll get a firsthand perspective tonight on what's going on, and I also think that certainly people are going to ask questions tonight. Now, will they be answered? I don't know, but I would find it hard to believe that nobody's going to ask any questions tonight.
Right, and it's not like I'm sitting here, like, itching to grab the mic and go up there and embarrass myself. I probably won't even make a peep, much unlike that one guy. Remember when I told you that the one city council meeting I've been to in my life, that dude, it was so funny. He got that microphone and took and told them right to their faces to get off their phone and take the meeting seriously. Now that, that was brazen.
And here comes
you're
the break.
Listening
thanks for
to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much...